Last time on Paint It Black.
A bong threat? Yeah, I got a bong threat too. Right here for you, bub.
So.
visual gags. And audio. Nice. That man laid back and let it happen. Bro, that's what he did.
Yeah, he hummed Bohemian Rhapsody as the guys went fucking crazy on his mouth.
And then. Anyway, are we done on this?
One more thing I want to ask. Like, so, like, in the gay community, like, a big cock's like a no-no?
Can we get...
All right,
Brian, if I'm going to do the black voice for her, you got to do the white voice for him. This guy is all kinds of pasty.
Can I give you money for sex?
I would enjoy you making a transaction for a blowjob.
Can I put my penis inside of you?
Can I get a receipt with that pussy?
Oh, yeah, How do I follow this?
It's tax deductible because technically I'm at work.
Is this a gift or am I paying for like
is
a service
a
here? Or, yeah.
Do you wash those briefs with starch?
make
starchy.
Make that booty clap. Why don't you?
What?
I like my curls as dark as caramel.
Wow.
Oh,
welcome back to the Week in Review with Paint It Black, starring Lou Figueroa, Brian Katz, and your host, Peter Byrd.
What's going on?
Another week, man.
Yeah. Didn't come up with anything to say at the intro. So
well,
what's up?
We're up over 100 subscribers now.
Woo!
No way.
100%.
Nice.
Yes!
Thank every one of them.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet.
All right, so Paint It Black Podcast, I'm Pete, that's Brian.
Yeah.
Lou.
Hey.
And Jillian's here.
Hello.
I feel like Jillian hasn't been on in a bit.
Yeah. You've been too drunk and passed out, I think, lately.
Not passed out, just knew better than come on air, as drunk as I was,
She's
actually
been like Mr. Hanky's wife the last, last couple of weeks.
Whenever you're...
Hello, hairbrushing Pockhart!
He's absolutely right. It's been pretty bad.
She's been a piece of shit lately.
Whenever you
hey, I've been happy drunk and I've been angry drunk. You just never know what
know,
you're going to get.
He said that with a really straight face. It was
no, guys, seriously.
All your best clips are from when you're fucking totally wasted.
Oh, we'll get the red wine, honey.
That,
that fits.
Oh, God forbid I ever actually try to do something with my life.
Yeah, welcome to the podcast. Anyway, how was everyone's week?
Well, it was not bad, man. It was a good time. First real nice weekend, man.
It was gorgeous as well.
Oh, yeah.
Do anything cool?
No, nah, man, I stayed inside.
You did your puzzle?
I'm doing this epic Game of Thrones puzzle. It's the hardest shit ever. It's just I've never done a puzzle where every piece fits into the other piece.
Every piss poor piece of the puzzle.
It's really been like it's killing me a little bit. That's why I'm having a hard time even talking about it.
What, you mean that the pieces that aren't supposed to fit anyway?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, that's bogus.
And they're all the same color.
And it's like doing a puzzle of a map. So it's like there's little like, and it's not like a real like clear map. It's like if you were to like get a map from like 1492,
right?
Like
I've seen it. There's a
mountains
lot of
are triangles. Like it's fucking come on, man.
You could get the little here be monsters.
Yeah. There's a lot of black on that. So just solid black pieces.
Yeah, just like a million black. This is the only puzzle I've done in my life, but the border was the last thing I could do because it's too impossible.
Yeah, crazy.
Lou, you do anything?
Oh, I did. I think what Brian suggested and ate. You all right?
Sherry duck, that was great.
A burger with an egg on it.
What? Sorry.
That's burger, your big news for the
burger
week
with the egg on it.
The what?
You have a burger with a fried egg
on
it?
Oh, yes, yes.
It's a classy move.
What?
Yeah. You ever had this?
What?
No, I didn't hear what he said initially. No, that
it's
is
breakfast
delicious
and lunch together.
Yeah, it's very it's delicious.
Bacon, oh, yeah, eggs, burger.
Yeah, you get a little Tabasco sauce on that.
No, I had ketchup, but...
Oh, you fucked it up! You fucked it up! You
live an exciting life,
I do. That was, like, the best thing I did.
What'd you do this week? Egg burger.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Except you screwed it up, but not putting Tabasco sauce on it. All right,
Pete, what did you do?
Yeah,
what did you fucking do?
I drank a lot.
I did. Well, that's a common theme. Anyway, do the news.
All right.
Live, ladies and fellas, from the invisible airways of the Planet Back Studios, here is the news.
Brinks truck accidentally drops $125,000 in front of an honest man.
Oh, I don't like where this is going.
I read the story, and when Brian woke up, I said, if you do this, I will kill you.
Stupid people.
Okay, good.
A poor but honest...
Put it in the right place.
A poor but honest California man did the honorable thing when he found a bag filled with hundreds of thousands of dollars because he wanted to make his family proud of him. Joe Cornell, not related to that Cornell family, I hope, told reporters he often has only a dollar a day to spend on lunch, was volunteering at a Salvation Army when a bag filled with money flew off the Brinks security truck and landed on the street in front of him.
He could have changed his name to Joe Moneybags, man.
Right. Or Joey Football is called.
Yeah, Joe.
Try not to call back jokes from before we record.
Call back the jokes before we started.
Rather than keep the money, Cornell says he turned it over to authorities because he wanted his grandkids to be proud of him. I thought, what type of man do my grandkids think I am?
Grandpa, you asshole!
How's 100 and how many? 140?
125,000.
Oh, God, I bought so many Xboxes.
Someone who has a dollar a day should not be having kids.
Or volunteering at the Salvation Army.
Well, you can volunteer, but...
What kind of shitty Brinks truck drivers have the doors wide open as they're
flying? No, it dropped.
How did it drop?
Because he probably left the door open and they sped away. No, but my thing is, after I read this story that morning, there was also a Brinks truck in front of my office. I was like, just drop the money. I'm standing here for 5 minutes, just drop the money.
Dishonest woman makes off with...
So Cornell thought to himself, what type of man do my grandkids think I am? I want them to think I'm just a man that does the right thing and I did the right thing. That's exactly how it's written.
His grandchildren think he's stupid.
When Cornell's wife found out what happened, she burst into tears. Fill in the blank. What did she say afterwards?
You fucking idiot.
Right. Probably this.
That was so terrible, I think you gave me cancer.
Actual quote.
Right.
She says that she's so proud of him for giving the money back, especially because they are so poor.
What are they about to ascend into heaven?
Right.
Like, come on now.
Cornell reportedly did not receive a reward for turning the cash.
Our money must be so devalued at this point. 142 is not that big of a deal. These people are like, we'll give it back.
Damn.
And he didn't even get a reward?
No reward. Not even a lunch, nothing, not pat him back, nothing.
They didn't take him to like a Mickey D's?
Nope.
Funny enough, he did get a job as a Brinks security truck driver.
That'd be great. If he got a job out of this, that'd be great.
I mean, I would hire him. Like, you came back with $125,000.
You can drive my $1 million truck. Yeah, you can do that.
Well, there seems to be a spot open because the truck that dropped it's now fired. So, I mean, for real.
Yeah.
All right, next.
Man with inverted penis seeks life-saving surgery on massive scrotum.
What's an inverted penis?
Balls on the...
Yeah. A vagina.
On the front?
No, that's inside himself?
It's gone in.
Oh, yeah. It's
imagine having an outie belly button become an innie belly button.
I liked it better when it was Lou, where he's like, the ball's on top.
Yeah, because that's what they do when they do like the gender reassignment. Because they just turn it inside out, basically.
No.
Yeah. They, like, sort of cut it open and then just...
I'd stop.
They flip it. It's easier to dig a hole than build a pole. That's all I remember from last. Never make that sound again.
Work it, let me work.
Tyrone Bode is a 24-year-old Australian man with scrotal lymphedema, a condition that has inflated his sac to the size of a watermelon. He also, according to his mother, has an inverted penis.
What is all this?
Guy's junk is crazy. It's huge nuts, no dick.
No dick, giant balls.
Someone jerked this guy off.
Seriously. You can, it's inside him.
Boyd and his mother are attempting to raise $100,000 so he can fly to the United States and have surgery that they say will save his life. Because apparently this is life-threatening. Makes sense.
He's going to blow his brains out. He's got an inverted penis.
And watermelon-sized balls.
That's just...
That's uncomfortable.
So, I mean, jeans are out of the question. Right? He's definitely rocking...
Some... He's definitely Randy Marshing it.
He dresses like... He definitely dresses like Lou.
Actually, in the picture, he does dress exactly like Lou, actually. All I think Lou has worn this outfit. So far, according to Australian, they have collected nearly $6,000. The two are attempting to have bows seen by Dr. Joel Gelman.
Only 94,000 short. What the fuck?
Dr. Joel Gelman, a surgeon at the Center for Reconstructive Urology, who operated on Wellesley Warren Jr., who I'm going to guess is the guy who had the 100-pound balls or something like that.
You should get that guy from Sin City, man. Fuck, get his doctor on the case. Get him.
That yellow bastard?
Yeah. Get him motorized. Dick.
Gas powered? Yeah. Never starts the first time.
No. Boy's condition has made his life predictably difficult. His mother says that his scrotum was a cause of, a motorcycle accident in which Boyd broke his leg.
Not his balls?
Yeah.
My dick.
I don't see how the two are related.
How did he not bust his balls?
He fucking flew off his bike into a pole.
Like I'm guessing they shifted the balance of weight to one side. Sent him careening into a fucking tree or something.
They don't go into details. I'm sorry. They don't go into details of the accent. But
fuck,
he just...
wearing a helmet. We're a jockstrap.
His balls cushion the fall,
bouncing around like Randy Moore.
See, like he went flying in a V form, like in a, like spread eagle at something. Like what the fuck happened to this poor bastard?
Boy told the Sunday World, "It's hard to do stuff all the time, and it's hard to go places."
Not very much of a lyricist, this man. It's hard to do stuff. Can't go places.
This is your chance to raise at next 95K. Like, really start tugging some heartstrings here.
Talk about your hardships.
Like,
can't fit through doors.
Got big nuts.
Sit on them a lot.
Yeah.
No dick.
I need like a donut to sit on. I need like a rubber tube.
Never gonna get laid.
Piss all over my nuts every day.
I don't know why we gave him this voice. Yeah, how does he pee? Like, he's gotta sit down to pee because he's got no dick. Oh, so man. Like,
I don't want to picture the logistics of that.
He's gotta like you know, remember planking the internet sensation? He's gotta like plank on a toilet.
Yeah, but where did the giant balls go?
My question is, with an inverted penis, is that the balls swallow the penis, or did the penis actually go in? Is it just the tip that's dented in? Like, I'm not asking for a picture. I'm just asking for a diagram.
I want to know what inverted penis is, but I refuse to Google
his
search.
His shit sort of looks like his balls and dick sort of look like when the T-1000 got thrown into the lava. Like, he's going crazy in there. That's what his dick and shit looks like.
I imagine it just looks like a second tinier ass on the front of his body.
It's got two buttholes?
Yeah. His balls are his second ass.
How weird would life be if you just had a butthole in your front, man?
Front butt?
Front butt.
Front butt.
Again, you have to plank to poop.
Yeah.
Planking be a young... Poop would be a young man's game. It would be a...
You need good core muscles for that.
Yeah, but you could probably, like... Shit in the woods a lot easier.
Wow.
How?
You can stand up.
You don't have to drop trowel.
Right, yeah, but...
You can't, you can't look at it?
I don't know.
Lou thinks it's easier to plank than squat.
No, he was talking about he can stand up and poop.
Yeah.
But you can stand up and poop. Stand,
like. Just lean up against the tree. Like gravity do the rest.
It's called the leaner.
Right.
You definitely have a very clear image in your head.
Right.
All right, what's going on now with this guy?
That's the end of that story.
He's basically not getting that dick surgery. He's $94,000 short.
Yeah, and he's really not selling his story well enough.
How is he trying to raise the money? What is he using? What's his platform for?
His platform is, hey, I've got an inverted dick and huge balls. Can
he's just
some money?
Trying to get the message out there.
Just get the message out and
he needs
please send me some money.
He needs to use like Kickstarter. He probably would have got it already.
Yeah, an Indiegogo.
Or doctors need to have a fucking
Kickstarter,
heart.
You gotta like give people things. Guy, to, like...
pictures of my giant balls.
This guy has basically never had a dick. Doctor can't give him a freebie.
Did he have a dick previous to this, or he's always had an inverted dick and then his balls got huge?
It sounds like that. What I was concluding was that the balls got huge and the penis became inverted from the result of the huge balls. Because this was already a problem. I think you'd already been crusading to have my inverted penis fixed before the motorcycle accident.
Fuck my balls. I want to go get my dick back. All right, next story.
Can't find a date? Good news. Now you can rent one. for the ladies. Exactly, for the ladies.
They have a show on like on Bravo or something. It's called the Gigolo Show, right?
Yeah,
they do. That's Showtime or one of those.
Rob Schneider has a movie series about it.
That's
he went to Europe.
You can only do that in Vegas, where prostitution's legal. This technically is legal everywhere.
You don't think that there's gigolos everywhere?
Oh, they're everywhere.
Well, there's escorts everywhere.
I bet you Miami has tons of gigolos. Yeah. That looks like a good gigolo place to me.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Well, whoever said money can't buy happiness has obviously never heard of rent-a-gent.
Prostitution. This has been around forever.
Yes, yes. All right, I know. World oldest profession.
Dude, I got a novel idea. Guy hookers. Yeah! Up top!
Rent-a-gent. Rent-a-gent is a service where women choose a suitor from a list of smart and handsome men. The guys inside are all divided by profession, and it's basically Tinder, only with less losers and more prostitution. For the low price of $200 an hour, your gentleman caller slash servant can be your romantic date, your handyman, or your personal chef.
The only rule
in hiring the gigolo is that you can't get down to business on the clock, at least. That's the loophole here.
Here's the difference between, like, men and women. Like, men want everything but the date.
Yeah. Right?
Like, just fuck me and you can leave. Women's like, want the date and then maybe them.
And he should be a doctor. Yeah.
Right.
That guy could walk in, he could have dropped out in 10th grade, but if you say he's a doctor, he shows up with the fucking, the white coat
with
and
the stethoscope. I'm a doctor?
I'm a doctor.
Keanu Reeves?
Yeah. I haven't made a good movie in a while.
Got bills to pay? Let's do this.
Keanu, he's terrible, but he has some good movies.
Not for a while.
Not really recently.
When was Constantine? Has
like
been
a decade ago.
It's like 2004.
But man. I watched it like a week ago. So.
Well, I hope he got residuals and some back end in his deal.
Dude, remember Point Break? They're already making the remake of that 25 years later. Like,
Jesus Christ.
I just watched that 47 Ronin movie.
Was that any good?
Don't watch it. It's
really?
Stupid.
And can you really say The Matrix is good when two-thirds of it blows dick?
Yeah. Well, give whoever made the fucking previews for that movie, like, a raise. Because it looked great.
Yeah, and then all that stuff in the trailer is the only good stuff in the movie.
Man, that's terrible.
There was a lot of blue screen going on.
There's a lot of, like, explaining why he's Japanese.
Who made these rules? Oh, no, I'm still talking about The Matrix. You're talking about Ronin.
I'm talking about Ronin.
Oh.
We are really going off topic here.
Anyway, so Keanu Reeves a hooker now?
Are we still talking about Tiny Dick?
Can
he be a rent-a-gent?
Founded by CEO Sarah Chicom, Rent-a-Gent was conceived after Chicom attended a very disappointing bachelorette party. The quote, "The guy that showed up was not the guy we ordered in the picture, and at that point we couldn't really turn him away, so we got entertained by an oily, hairy guy."
A Greek man. Or Italian.
Or Italian.
Mediterranean.
Yeah.
Soon after this event, she was invited to an ex-boyfriend's birthday and wanted to show up with a hottie, but I didn't really have anyone I could call at the very last minute that was hot enough.
Oh, so she said and shallow.
Yeah.
Chicom set out to provide a roster of multi-talented men available to successful and confident women who can browse through the online database of man candy. Though their talents vary, all the gents must be objectively good-looking. Perusing the catalog, like strippers, poets, bodyguards, and Mr. Fix-Its, then choose your fellow's outfit and select the time you'd like him to arrive and start spicing up your life by the hour. Yes, this is a Ken doll with a penis.
Oh, man,
ladies.
I want an Affliction t-shirt and a fucking tight jeans and, yeah, the Jersey Shore look. Yeah, that'd be great.
Why does that girl talk like
that?
Who's that girl?
I wasn't doing a girl impression. I was just trying to, like, the choices you could
Brian's
have.
Brian's weekend plans. I have a barbed wire tattoo.
There may be a Jersey Shore slash on the site.
I want
spray tans.
Yo, I would, because I can't rent a whole bunch of these gents to fucking go around and act tough. Like, this is my posse of rent-a-gent.
That would cost you like $1,000 for the first hour.
Those are just the hot cops from Arrested Development.
Well, I wish this was, it wasn't just a podcast, because then everyone could see this is actual advertisement from Rent-A-Gent. This is what they're going for, sweetheart.
Pick this swarthy
they
dude on the left.
They just stole the fucking, what's that famous strip club?
Fucking,
the girl
Chippendales.
They just stole the Chippendales look, because the guy has black pants with a fucking bow tie.
Right.
You completely missed the guy in the suit, honey. That's the one I picked.
Okay, that's the guy in the suit, but that particular
with long hair and olive skin and Sorry.
Yeah, I get it. He owns a whole bunch of oil fields. I got
that guy definitely beats women. Oh, yeah, yeah.
But it's not a big deal because, you know, it's okay in that part of the country. All right,
it's their culture.
Yeah, it's culture.
But, like, the dates go as ridiculous as having a super sexy poet come to your apartment, pour you wine, or recite poetry to you and your girlfriends.
They actually, I just heard something about, was you really tell me that the women from that country were, like, they gave, like, a message to all the women that, like, from America.
That was
like,
me, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they're like, oh, we want you to respect our culture and don't dress, like all slutty and stuff.
I saw this.
Signed, the women from fucking this country, like, it's definitely the guys saying
that. I was
that.
Like, is it the men putting a gun to the head and making them say this, or is it just the guy speaking for them? Brian's like, it's the guy speaking
this
for them.
This is the guy speaking for them.
Yeah. They wouldn't let women talk.
But what was great about that...
Let alone put words in their mouth.
But what was great about that is that they explained that leggings don't count as pants, which kind of everyone in America has been trying to tell women, but we refuse to believe.
Is there an end game for this gigolo story?
There. Oh, we're there. We just transferred over to the other story that you wanted to tell. But, all right, so my last story... which I really wish I hadn't spoiled by having the initial talk off air. This chick claims Johnny Manziel has a 4.5-inch penis.
Who the fuck is that?
He's, goddamn it. He's a football player from...
Friday morning.
I maintain, who?
Yeah.
Friday. He must have scorned this bitch. He must have got his contract. I'm like, it's over.
Friday morning, someone claiming to be Samantha Schacher?
How could you claim to be someone that no one knows?
Shaker.
I take your word for it. You're that person.
Reportedly filed a complaint against Johnny Manziel requesting $25 million in a restraining order for sexual harassment. In her complaint, Satcher brilliantly brings up that Manziel's penis measures in at 4.5 inches. She claims it is so small, she's traumatized. Everyone knows that the best way to fuck with a guy is to tell the whole world he has a small penis. So what's he supposed to do about it?
All right, explain. Who's this guy?
This guy got drafted into the NFL. He's from college, right?
Okay.
He was a big deal in college. He got drafted in the first round. Now he has money. Now this bitch is trying to extort him.
Gotcha.
Saying,
okay, see, that's all I needed.
Yeah. The complaint
little
goes,
backstory.
The complaint goes on to describe lewd acts on the part of Manziel, including, but not limited to, photographing his penis inside a hot dog bun.
That's how she got the measurement.
Okay. Asking the chick to strip at LeBron's crib, and referring to his peen as the Vienna sausage.
She should have stripped. He was having her hang out at LeBron's crib. I mean, showing her a good time. Yeah, first of all, this bitch is full of shit. Like, the second he gets money, she's trying to, like, oh, now I want my piece. Like,
right.
Yeah. It goes further. This is where you're going to get upset. The report also claims that Manziel used performing-enhancing drugs and accepted gifts from Texas A&M football coaching staff.
Now, he 100% did that. No.
Well, that's the most likely part of this whole
that
thing.
Is that definitely happened.
The cat's out of the bag. He has zero incentive to give this bitch money.
I have a copy of the petition for restraining order where it states, I'm filing a restraining order against Johnny Manziel, who was a quarterback for Texas A&M University football team. Defendant Manziel has been sexually harassing me since Valentine's Day 2013, calling me nonstop on my Samsung phone. Why are we being brand specific? I don't know. And sending me naked selfies of himself, showing me his penis.
Now, does she have the selfies? Because Brett Favre, they had those
selfies.
They had
those pictures made it out quick.
Yeah. This bitch doesn't have nothing. Or she did. They were probably fucking around. You know, they were sexting back and forth.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. He's probably got a few pictures of his own.
Oh, yeah.
On Christmas Eve 2013, Johnny Manziel sent me an Instagram photo of himself naked to me via Facebook with Manziel putting a hot dog bun between his penis.
You mean his penis?
It should be around. Whoever took this complaint should have corrected her.
Smiling. He's acting as if his dick was the hot dog. I didn't even get it until like 20 minutes later.
Smiling and calling me ho, ho, ho. Then called me up and told me he wanted a threesome with Dr. Drew. This just sounds incredibly hilarious.
What? She gets to meet LeBron and Dr. Drew? This girl's making out. This bitch, it would just be like nothing. She wouldn't be meeting these famous people, having these good times without Johnny. Come on. No dick pics?
No dick pics.
During last year's Nathan hot dog eating contest, defendant Manziel sent me a naked photo of him with a ruler next to his erect penis that measured at 4.5 inches.
So he's proud of it.
Yo, it's an epic
He calls it the Vienna sausage. He knows the deal.
Right. While holding up a sign saying, "You know you want me, Samantha." This is disgusting, and Manziel humiliated me. How did he humiliate you?
Yeah, she, you know, he really humiliated her by having her come out and tell this whole story.
No way that she has any of these pictures. If she had a picture with him with a ruler next to his dick showing that it was 4.5, she would put that out immediately.
Yeah, with the sign.
With the sign. I mean, Nathan's would be sponsoring him a little bit, maybe. Like, right. Like,
we've been, I don't know, Nathan.
Yeah, and why not? The,
they sell footlongs.
Right. No, no, they can come out the little mini bites now.
Which I can't get anywhere near.
No, no, footlong.
Lou thinks this guy's...
What am I, in prison? I don't want a footlong.
Lou thinks this guy's all right.
The defendant keeps asking me to strip for him and his boy, LeBron James, at his crib in Miami. Johnny Manziel also told me he does steroids and lifts weights. If another man ever talks to me, he would beat them up and get away with it because he's famous.
Well, the steroids kind of explains it.
See, like, the parts he starts talking about Manziel, like, outside of, like, his dick seems so real to me. Like, you know, it's like, he's like, yeah, I'd beat a motherfucker up. I'm famous, mother. I would get away with that. Like, I do steroids. I lift weights.
The whole 4.5. We just did a story about a guy with an inverted dick.
Yeah, but, like, she's trying to extort him. I hate all these fucking grubby bitches that, like... Okay, now that he's a somebody, and now you want to get money from him, cause you feel like you could do it, or you're owed something. Like,
she's not finished yet.
Oh, God.
Manziel called me up drunk Halloween of 2013 and confessed to me he cheated on his college exams. Manziel told me if I don't want him because his penis is small, when he gets drafted to the NFL, he will get his penis enlarged and he'll be my Long John Silver.
She's just coming up with, like, whatever. He cheated on his high school exam. Then he tweeted himself kicking a puppy to me.
Well, I do believe that he cheated on his high school. Like, everything she's talking about in the sports world, I'm like, that's pretty dead on. I feel that he did that.
Manziel would Skype me before Texas A&M football games in 2013 smoking marijuana in the college locker rooms.
100% did that.
Johnny Manziel told me that Texas A&M provides him with lavish gifts circumventing NCAA rules.
It doesn't sound like he was harassing her with all of this. It sounds like they had a relationship.
Where he said, if I will be his girlfriend, he will buy me Victoria's Secret lingerie and Adam and Eve sex toys with secret money Kevin Sumlin provides him. I'm assuming that's a booster. Johnny Manziel told me he wants me to be his Linda Lovelace on Deep Throat. Johnny Manziel refers to his penis as his Vienna sausage and told me good things come from small packages. Okay, so he knows it's small. Okay, so that there it is.
He's holding a ruler up to it.
So he's not ashamed of it whatsoever. There's no ground to
this. He knows he can compensate with his future in the NFL and the money he'll make and being famous. If this is all true, which I don't think it is.
He's got a name for it. I don't think he gives a fuck. It's like... He plays, yo, you know, it's like, whatever, man. Like, I just fucking hate these bitches keep trying to extort, like, people, these guys with money because they can't. You know, like, my favorite guy in the world is that coach for Louisville. Oh, my God. What's his name? Does anyone remember his name?
Nope.
Jillian, you remember?
Which one? The one that actually drafted black players from high school?
Man. Rick Pitino. Rick Pitino was just like, he was getting extorted by this waitress that he had sex with in a restaurant. And he was just like, he had a big public press conference. He was like, yeah, I fucked this bitch on a table in a restaurant. The end. And his wife was sitting there like.
Happens.
I'm not going anywhere.
Like, that was the most gangster shit I've ever seen, man.
The end.
I think you guys can hang in a little bit longer, just a little bit more. And it gets really, really ridiculous because we're not already there.
He sent me pictures of his dick when he's dressed as a clown.
Johnny, I need your help with some of these
little names. Dicks coming out of his dick.
Johnny Manziel, close. You're very close. Johnny Manziel said he Skypes with Juderon Clooney in South Carolina, and Clooney sent Manziel a pic of his penis.
Oh my God, it's Jadavian Clowney.
Jadavian?
Yeah.
Okay, so they spelled it wrong. It says Juderon
Clooney. I was like, who the fuck is
Juderon Clooney?
Okay, so there's a typo here. There's an R here. And Clooney sent Manziel a pic of Clowney. Clowney sent.
It's a goofy ass black name. What do you want from me?
And Clowney sent Manziel a pic. And Clowney sent Manziel a pic of his penis, which is 9 inches. And Manziel showed it to me on Skype and asked if I could handle that monster. I asked Manziel to stop calling me, but he wouldn't stop. I have nightmares of Menzel. He needs sex therapy. Seeing Menzel with his small penis caused me psychological emotional distress. I had to see a psychologist because I have nightmares of Menzel's penis.
I could have been so rich.
She's scared of little mice, too.
Now, here it is. I feel he is showing other girls against their consent his package. This is where you see where the bitch's motivation is really coming from. There are other bitches getting these dick pics.
Of course
there are other
pics. Of course, they had a relationship.
In college.
He probably dumped her.
Oh, yeah.
She's trying to extort him. And she just showed her hand right there. Mm-hmm.
Menzel keeps prank calling me with some 1990s song entitled Don't Want No Short Man, which we were actually just singing the other day, honey. Don't Want No Short Dick Man?
Yeah.
He
fucking loves it.
Which is disgusting.
Don't want no short dick, man. Oh, no.
Menzel told me he embraces the fact that he has a small penis. And Menzel said to me on the phone he watched kinky fetish small penis porn on RedTube after Texas A&M football games. I don't want to hear this crap. Juvenile behavior. Menzel told me he wouldn't mind showing his Jason Collins... showing with Jason Collins, I have all the photos, videos, Skype.
We're taking way too long in the stupid bitch. Who cares?
Yeah, it's almost done.
No, it's done. It's over with.
No, it's over.
It's all right. This bitch is
scoring. No. I'm scared to death and seek $25 million in damages and a restraining order.
I don't think he gets paid $25 million.
$25 million. That's a reasonable reaction. Fuck.
Files in Georgia.
I could see if it was like a monster cock and she got blown out by it. I was like, I want $25 million. I can't even use this shit anymore.
More frightening.
I got leaks down there.
Yeah.
Well, blew this shit out. Well, Samantha's not ever filing the lawsuit, so I don't know if someone's trying to do her over or if she's just chicken shit now.
This bitch is a hoe. She fucking had her chance in the college to get a millionaire and she lost it.
Right.
Like, now she's trying to shoot colors, trying to extort people.
Nah. If you get calls, change your number. If you get Skype, block the guy. That's it. It's over.
You just stop responding. I'm sure. Like, he's Johnny Manziel. He could probably swing another bitch.
Can't you block numbers, by the way?
Yeah.
I'm sure if you weren't into him, he'd be like, oh, there's plenty of girls into me. I'm fucking the quarterback for a college team. I'm going to be in the pros.
Right.
There's a whole fucking tidal wave of bitches that want to bang me, probably.
You could finally get rid of this stupid ass name, Johnny Football.
Johnny 4.5.
His number should be 4.5.
Or just 45.
And by the way,
yeah, and a little decimal in the,
just like,
it's against the rules.
Stick a little tape on there.
Johnny Hot Dog.
Decimal. Johnny Hot
Dog. Johnny Wiener. Alright, next. Is that it?
That's it, but I'm desperate trying to get to that Ren & Gent website. I think I finally figured it out.
Alright, so Pete. Stupid people.
Okay, I have the first one I pulled up here is really gross, so I'm debating doing it.
This is gonna get gross.
I don't know if you guys read some really gross shit.
Blue is, I don't know that.
All right, and it's sad in a way, and she's stupid because
like Rocky Dennis sad or like no, sad it, and gross like that. Or
I'll just read it. And she's stupid because she lives her life in this disgusting way. Her name is Mandy Mountains. She is a 55-year-old model
slash
porn star who weighs 720 pounds.
Oh,
there you go. As a porn, like I there said, is porn an area name. For that. First name, and then one like adjective. You know, so, Johnny Football, Johnny Football, Mandy Mountain.
Although it's known as a nickname.
Just saying, like when you go pro, you get there's like some guy who makes up better names,
like Alexander. Take it in the butt. It's too literal.
All right, Mandy.
Anyway,
Mountains.
Mandy Mountains has a boyfriend, and
yuck.
He was
crushed.
It's almost where this goes. It's this goes a really, really dark place. But he was attempting to pleasure her orally.
Oh,
the sweat!
While he was down there lifting the stomach, he surfaced, clutching himself and trying not to vomit, as he pulled out the remains of a flattened cat.
What? Pussy.
She thought, did I forget to shave? That's a quote.
No, it's a whole dead cat.
It's a fucking dead cat from under the folds. From her many, many folds. There's a picture here.
He was just trying to get some warmth.
They call her a foodaholic. There's a line.
That is fucking disgusting. You killed your cat by just being...
Oh, it wasn't hers. She was cat-sitting for a neighbor.
No.
Oh, my God.
No.
Like, Cat how long sitting. Was t- how long was the cat?
Zing.
Here's
zing.
Here's her quotes. Ready? It wasn't even my kitten. I was looking after him for my neighbors. My boyfriend poke was going in the down. Whiskers. My boyfriend was going down there when he shrieked and leapt back sobbing. He must have been dead in there, talking about the cat, for some time, at least 3 or 4 hours.
At least it wasn't like a week. That's what I was imagining.
But on the bright side, she's using this as a wake-up call.
Glad she figured it
I'm
out.
I'm glad this is the wake-up call.
For the weight or killing small animals?
For just animals, you know.
I go with the weight.
Put a bell on that thing.
Wait, wait, wait. It wasn't your kitten, but your pussy killed it.
Pussy.
Sorry, I had to say it was in my head.
Yeah.
Hairy pussy.
Sorry.
This bitch is gross.
Disgusting. The picture is horrific.
Oh, I closed it. Scissor me timbers.
I'm just going to look it up later.
They should get like some medieval like catapult and just fucking throw her out.
This is like a fucking episode of Hoarders, only there's no trash. That's what it's no trash, oh, this, but there's still the dead animals.
Oh, this on this full flap. You got old newspapers. Oh, it's terrible. I've never seen something like this. Do you think her fucking body's like Silly Putty? Or did it give you like, you did put a newspaper
squeeze
in
a newspaper on there?
Oh, Ziggy!
Stretch it.
I don't think it has that much give. I
think she bounces.
700, dude? You don't understand how much 700 is.
I know, but I think it's like a, I don't know, fat isn't as squishy as like a putty.
I think the comparisons aren't that far off.
It's not as squishy as putty.
I don't think
I'm
it has as
saying
much
it
give.
Doesn't change the texture of your skin when you can imprint newspaper. Actually, can if you're sweaty enough, it can actually. You are onto something there.
It's like one of those like tattoos when you're a kid, you know, or, like you right. put it on, wet it,
yeah,
rip it off,
a little temporary tattoo.
Yeah, I'm, yeah. Like a newspaper. Like I'm sure
if
she was sweating.
If she's moist enough and sits down in a newspaper, you could read the business section on her ass. Probably.
No, you wouldn't want but, to. Though
this is a weird story though, because like she didn't. The cat must have.
Crawled in there for warmth.
Or she ran out of tampons.
Yelled out when it was getting squished.
Meow!
Scratched. For dear life.
She couldn't hear. She couldn't feel it.
Like,
no, that shit was airtight, bro.
Like, if a cat gets hit, it's like...
Can you imagine, like it'd be like putting a cat into, like, one of those little, like, bags you put your clothes in and then take vacuum seal it?
Yeah.
It'd be like that. It couldn't move. It'd just be
it
like suspended animation.
It probably died pretty quickly.
I mean, that's a great way to kill a cat.
It's kind of like what Schwarzenegger, well, not Schwarzenegger, Stallone one. Was like in Demolition Man, probably. She just was like there, and then all of a sudden it was like...
Exactly. Just crushed. It's that weight. Dude, that's 700 pounds.
You can feel it.
All that fucking weight you put on that cat.
You can feel it if you step on a big bug.
Who knows what else is you up know? There, though?
Chicken bones. Small her other child. Boyfriend. I pulled out a cat, and then I pulled out. You were cheating on me,
like, no.
Mark.
Mark, I thought you broke up with me. No, I've been trapped down there for 6 months, bitch.
He comes out with a beard, looking like a hermit.
I was surviving on your sweat and.
I don't know this world. Put me back.
I don't know if I can survive on the outside. He carves red was here. No, I just imprints it into her gunt.
This big piece of shit lady, oh my god. Someone just fucking wheel her out in the street.
What's it if they call it a porn star?
Fuck, darn.
Because there's a thing, there's a market for that.
Which is frightening.
Who the fuck wants to fuck that?
I think people
I got a beanbag chair that's 6 feet big. Like, fuck that shit.
This woman's probably bigger than that beanbag chair.
She's definitely heavier than it.
Yo.
Like, oh my god, man. Just fucking roll her out into the fucking street and dump her out. Just.
Oh, you know, I don't even want to think of what that boyfriend was doing down there.
You know that hypothetical that girls always do? Like, if I got into a horrific car accident and was disfigured, would you still love me? If I gained 700 pounds, would you still love me? No, you wouldn't. He wouldn't still love you. He might love you, but he's got to get rid of you, sweetheart. You're going to eat too much and you're
going
to die.
She had some guy going down on her.
He was into that. It's, if you're in a relationship and you gain the 700 pounds is my question.
He was probably a rent-a-gent.
He's probably. Oh, I went on the website, by
take
the way.
His little bow tie off, I quit. Right.
Nope.
I went on the website. I feel these men are overpriced.
How much? You said 200 an hour. That's
a fucking hour.
And you're not even fucking them. So.
Exactly. Well,
to be fair, men's time is pretty expensive. Like they want to date, like, go out to dinner, listen to your nonsense.
Some of them are personal trainers. So I'm like, why don't I just get a personal trainer then? Is it the hint that I might be able to fuck you, is that it? Because I get that with a personal trainer, too. So this is pointless.
If I was one of those guys, I think I couldn't handle the job. Just, like, sit there to dinner every night, just, like, just stare into that girl's eyes, and she's telling me about like how she's eating more kale now because it's healthy and blah, blah, blah.
But honey, more of that. Honey, it's like what I do now. Only at the end of it, you get $400 in a tip.
Tell me more about your cat.
Oh man, like I'm sitting there dicking around on my phone. And it's like, hey man, you just want to fuck? Like, isn't that why I'm here? I'm here to take care of the dinner, man. Shit, I hate my job.
I'll tell you what, it's got to be worse for the guy who's supposed to come in and read poetry. That sounds awful.
But he himself is a poet, so he's probably reading his own poetry or his favorite poems. He himself
is probably a personal trainer.
But one of the guys is a professional poker player, so I think we found a new job for one of our friends.
Dude, he's no gent.
He's not handsome enough.
We do a makeover. But when he gussies himself up, girls notice.
No, I don't think he's terrible. He's bad looking. I'm just shitting on people.
Yeah.
I'm gonna
be his new madam. I'm gonna pimp out Justin.
So like my cat, here's pictures of my cat. Like I just love like, you know, when he's just like, he comes to me in the morning. It's like, oh my god, man, this sucks.
are you combining the two stories?
Like, you know, if you were
boyfriend
on the retrospect, right? Like, if you were the girl and you were a hooker, like you wouldn't want to fuck your boyfriend on the reg, right? If you were a guy and you were a gigolo, it's like, I'm not taking you out to dinner. I do that all fucking week. All right,
just send him home to get away from that.
Yeah, just make some Kraft Mac. All right, shut the fuck up. Right? If I hear one more story about nonsense.
No more sweets for you, because you're never going to get laid if you keep eating sweets.
Bitch, you want to make some motherfucking money?
I love the bitch. You want to make some motherfucking money?
A lot of pertinent sound effects. All right, let's do this one out of Tennessee. This one's just a funny picture, because it is the picture of class. A young couple got married. Shona Carter Brooks and her new husband, Jonathan Brooks, got married last month.
Story.
No, I accidentally clicked the picture, and now it's just picture. I can't get rid of it. Anyway, they had a 1-month-old.
Mm-hmm.
Right before they were wed.
Okay.
She altered her dress to essentially drag the 1-month-old baby behind.
Oh!
Like the train of the dress was a comfortable little cart.
It's a wagon, because I'm imagining it initially.
You want to see
it? So stupid, I think the kid's actually being dragged.
No, it's being dragged, look.
Is he still attached?
He's not in a wagon. Cord? He's in the veil. He's in the train.
Enveloped.
My bad. Sorry.
Enveloped in the train of the dress. You see that?
Oh, as if the umbilical cord was never cut. Why'd you cut it, bitch? You should have just left it on and let it drag behind you.
The best part of the picture is the entire audience of the wedding looking at the baby like, what the fuck?
First of all, way to just take your shame and just display it to everyone. You know, you shouldn't be ashamed of yourself at all, but you should be ashamed of this idea and that you executed it. Now, the cops will be outside to take your child away from you now.
Yeah. People are saying that her act was classless and incredibly dangerous,
mm-hmm.
and the child could have hurt itself.
Yeah.
And she fired back in a lot of really poorly written, I don't know, comments.
Oh, of course.
Mad red squiggly lines that are a lot of words.
I'm sorry, but I would have saw that I would have gotten out of my seat and taken that baby, said one goer to this thing. That is truly dumb. Let's see what she said. People questioning what we do, commenting all negative, and just doing the most. We good, though. We covered by the blood, which never lose its power. Apparently, the baby was protected by Jesus.
Oh, God, why did you bring us into
this? I thought
this
bitch was, like, from Oakland. Like, she's, like, talking about gangs. Like, she
covered
by the blood.
We covered by the bloods.
Man,
it all good.
Be all good.
People be talking all negative and shit. Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, that was too grammatically correct, actually. Whoa, never mind. Sorry, I can't play this role.
So to the media, radio, news, and whomever else wanted to talk about what we do.
Pause. Bitch, that is the media. That's redundant.
Media, I see how it works regardless of situation or purpose. People gone have something negative to say.
That sounds like more than 140 characteristics.
I don't think this is tweet.
Yeah, she's commenting back. And by the way, she pronounced it situation. Trust me.
Situation.
She said situation.
The answer is we gone do what we want, when we want, as long as Jesus on our side, everything worked out fine and gonna continue to be fine.
Hmm.
Oh, God.
Where is this story taking place again?
Tennessee.
Yep.
Yep, that's right. That's all about right.
Sounds about right to me.
I appreciate your staunch Christian values, but I'd like you to open your heart and your mind to the fact that what you did is equivalent to child abuse, and that you need to take a child parenting class. I don't care if it's done out of the hospital or your church, but someone needs to teach you how to raise a child.
She keeps going, dude.
Of course she does, because ignorance is fucking bliss.
Most important, while y'all got your feelings in us, we had our hearts in Christ, which covers all. So keep your mouths running, for it was just the exclusive and epic enough we made top blog. Way from small town Ripley, Tennessee, and the social media doing what they do, talk.
Bitch, you're not Kim Kardashian. Calm down. You're not Kim Kardashian. All right? God.
Even if you were. Shut the fuck
shut
up.
Shut the fuck Especially if you were. Shut the fuck up. Did you see the Post thing with that? The
Kimye thing?
Yeah. The New York Post wedding announcement?
Oh, no.
No.
They're like a porn star married a rapper. They ended it with, "The Republic still stands."
Who fucking cares about those two idiots? Like, he's not even that great. Right. Like, if you ever listen to his raps, like, his beats are what I do like his beats, but, like, his raps, like, what the fuck is he even talking about at the time? Yeah.
He's talking about dipping that ass in gold.
But shit comes out of left field so much with him. Like, he'll be like, the stuff he tries to rhyme doesn't make sense. Yeah. Like, he's not telling a story. There's nothing profound to say.
I'll just never listen to him because he's an ass.
Yeah, I mean, the only smart thing he's ever done is not start the South Park people. Like, that's the only smart thing he's ever done.
Just let that lie, Connie. Just let it lie.
No, he apologized to them.
Yeah, nice. My bad.
He's like, I realized my behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, let's go to Cambodia. This one is sad as well because it really illustrates poverty in the...
Mao! Diddy Mao!
But it also reminds me of the video game Lemmings. A man dropped 75 cents down a well. He went to get it. He died. He suffocated in the well.
People have died for 75 cents in Cambodia, and me motherfuckers returned 125,000 here.
Right.
Yes. Who are the real villains?
We are so evil. Anyway, fellow villagers tried to help him out. At the end, the death toll was at 7.
Oh, shit. How big was the hole?
See, I was originally imagining they all went down to get the 75 cents. Like, he didn't get it, but now it's mine. They're actually trying to help him.
They're trying to make, like, a hand-to-hand rope.
And they all just fell in the well and died. Anyway.
They couldn't afford rope. That's what's sad.
It's very sad. But it's just picture lemmings. So one of them just falls off the edge and the next one comes
falling. My homeboy was just like, hey man, can we get the 75 cents down the well? Like, get the fuck, I fucking lost, bro. I'm not 75 cents. Come on.
Well, this one is a non-story, but I couldn't resist the headline because it's something we cover here a lot. Florida man arrested for monkey sex.
We're just getting every animal. We won't stop until every animal sex with the monkey? Fucked.
Sex with a monkey.
Or are you just doing a monkey style?
What is monkey style? Is that you do that and then you throw your feces? Then you grab your feces and throw the other men around you.
And she gives you oranges afterwards.
It's like you jerk off for a little bit and you walk up to some random bitch and just put it in. That's a monkey style. And you're like, wow.
And then as she reproduces, you constantly try to kill the child.
No, I think monkey style is like you're squatting and you got your arms on the ground at your side. And then you only move your hips back and forth like a swing.
Dikembe Mutombo arms do you need to touch the ground? Like, you're touching the ground?
You're squatting.
With your arms?
Yeah.
And you're squatting?
It's monkey style.
That's more of an ape thing.
Dude, that is a tricky move right there. I don't know.
I liked your branch comment. That
monkeys have agility, man.
They do.
They can pull it off.
Yeah, man. I guess. All right, next.
Yeah,
I guess you and Jillian are not going to try monkeys.
He was 37.
How do you know we haven't already?
My arms aren't long enough for that, man.
Right. It was a spider monkey, and he...
Oh, poor little spider monkey.
Those things are tiny.
He trained the monkey to blow him for bananas.
Poor little exploited monkey.
He says the monkey seemed to enjoy it. He always got a banana as a reward.
Two bananas.
How does he know that... One day the monkey's not gonna mistake his dick for a banana.
Yo, that's orangutans peeping at people's faces. I it's my dick. I don't know. These monkeys got monkey strength, man. They just rip you apart.
They rip arms off. Why not rip off a dick?
Like, dude, like that spider monkey can just grab both your nuts and just rip them off. Like,
then you'll have to start up a Kickstarter campaign for $100,000 to get new balls.
All right, let's see what we got left. We got a stupid robber. We got two cases of beating up the elderly, and we have a sick fetishist with a plan.
Ugh. Wow, that last one sounds horribly intriguing.
It sounds like some evil genius shit.
Which one should I do here? Let's do the fetishist.
Yeah, we're intrigued.
All right, this guy, Port St. John, Florida. He allegedly duped several local women into providing care for his mentally disabled, quote, brother, including changing his diapers.
Oh, no.
Problem was, there was no brother. It was him. He would, over the internet... coerces Wim to come and take care of this brother.
Dave.
Who had the, let's see, he said, like, the mental capacity of a 5-year-old. And it would include diaper changing and everything. I'm not sure the logistics. They don't really go into how the plan really worked. All they know is they would come, take care of this guy, change his diapers. Turns out he was getting off on it the whole time. They found out that it was him because one of the women's husbands drove her there and saw him get up and walk around and act just fine. So
it takes a man to figure that out, huh, girls?
After you change the diaper.
Like, one guy shows up for 10 minutes like, this guy's not retarded. You're all being played.
He said the only way for his brother to pee is I had to put my mouth around his penis and suck out his pee.
I don't know what you're talking
that's
about.
That's the kind of stupidity that Brian's implying that these women had. I mean,
they're fucking dumb.
Right. The guy was pretending that he was mentally disabled.
All we know is that the story is that one guy showed up one time.
Yeah.
Was like, he's not retarded. Like, took one man
around
7 minutes.
It was further corroborated when people in his family saw the article on Craigslist and went, he's not retarded. That brother doesn't exist.
Oh, Robert's doing that again.
Damn.
Problem solving skills aren't with these women, I guess.
Speaking of pooping yourself, let's do one of these elder abuse stories.
What?
South Carolina.
What?
Who?
A man was arrested for assaulting his grandmother after she wouldn't give him a cigarette.
I'm gonna whip this little bitch in the face if she makes a peep.
Woman was 57, bound to a wheelchair. He asked for a cigarette. She wouldn't give him a cigarette. He started hitting her. Authorities show up. They chase him down. They finally grab him. And this is the reason I pulled it. This was my favorite part. Let me just find it. Where is it?
The cigarette was broken in the scuffing.
No!
He asked the cops, can I just have a mother cigarette?
Just the classiest guy. He said he started fighting when they grabbed him. And then he stopped and said, I'm done fighting. I've defecated.
Oh, that's horrible. That's really gross.
Yep.
At least he said, I defecated. And say, I shit my pants.
I think the police report kind of cleaned that one up a little bit.
I pooped myself.
I made dookie.
I want a cigarette. What's that smell?
Dookie.
Hot, 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 hot.
USA was playing that movie.
Really?
And I was like waiting around for that part. And he's like, what's that smell? All of a sudden, commercial.
I'm like, what? Oh, man, they cut the dookie?
I'm like, you can't let him say dookie? What the fuck?
What was the name of that movie again?
No Holds Barred.
Yeah. No Holds Barred.
That movie sucks.
It really does.
It's terrible. It's Zeus. All right, the last one was an intoxicated Florida woman. There's a theme today. Out celebrating her 52nd birthday with her mother there, and she dumped the old woman out of her wheelchair into the street, screaming, this is for 52 years of shit. End of story.
Nice.
I'm Wait. Sure she had it coming.
She her went out to hit her sister with a camera. Let's see.
Well, but she's kind of wrong about that, because technically if the daughter dumped the mother and she said this is for 52 years of shit, technically she wasn't around for all that 52 years.
She's saying that in utero, you were a shit mom,
she
too.
She was also hammered drunk. She wasn't doing math.
No, but mathematically, was she like 30? Like, she wasn't around for a
while. No, the woman is 52. She's the 52. Mother is
like
older.
70-something?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, what
in a wheelchair.
That's terrible.
Well, she must I'm going to assume you did something bad. I'm assuming you just saying mommy, dearest, crazy, Joan Crawford, Sybil bullshit to her or something.
You wouldn't let me have my pudding.
I told you to stop eating sweets.
Was that paraphrased? All right, that's all the stupid people I got.
Was it? Do you have anything else? Because I saw this interview this week about 50 Cent, and he was on Good Morning America. And
I've heard this. Yeah,
he basically threw the first pitch at a Met game. And
anybody see it?
No.
It's pretty.
And he threw the ball into the stands.
It's
basically
pretty bad.
And like, you figure he's black, he can throw the football, like a baseball, right? And like, no. Nope, not at all. He's awful. And basically, this he's having an interview trying to promote his new album, and this I just find it funny that this bitch tells this whole backstory just to get him into being like, to get him to tell the dumb story about how he threw the baseball fucked up. So I just got a clip right here.
Okay.
Ethan Jackson. He's going to perform a few new songs, some oldies but goodies. Yeah. And going to be talking about your upcoming album, Animal Ambition, which comes out on Tuesday. But first, let's talk. I got to know a little bit more about you this morning, Curtis. Yeah. Apparently, your nickname is Boo Boo.
Yeah, oh, original.
So she has him start telling the story about how he's named Boo Boo, right?
It's kind of depressing, by the way, to hear 50 Cent being described. He's going to play a few oldies but goodies.
All right, Curtis.
Remember when this guy was like, this dude got shot 9 times?
In the club. Yeah, but he's got Vibin' Water money now. He's fucking good money.
He's no longer 50 Cent. He's Curtis. Curtis, will you tell us the story about why you're called Boo Boo? Curtis?
Play some oldies.
This fucking bitch is just like, oh, well, your old nickname used to be Boo Boo, right? So this, like, she's setting him up to tell a dumb story about how he was named Boo Boo.
That's my first nickname.
How did that come about?
I made a lot of mistakes as a youngster, but my aunt Jordine actually gave me the nickname.
You made a lot of boo boos.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, now this is where she turns on him to be like,
what a classy setup.
To be like, motherfucker, you put that ball on the stand. So.
You mean, let's just talk about a big boo boo, maybe you could call it that. Earlier this week, that pitch.
Sir,
and they're showing it on Good Morning America. He's throwing a ball to the stands.
See, that was Curtis that did that. See, I'm trying to get Curtis to be like 50 Cent. 50 Cent's a star. Curtis just does things for no reason. That's where that nickname came from, Boo Boo. But you know what? I actually got pulled over by.
And now he's just telling some weird story about him getting pulled over by New York City police.
Because I'm hardcore.
Yeah, but like. I think this is a total lie because the cops pull him over and they're like, we pulled you over because of that pitch, blah, 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 blah. But, like, they would have definitely arrested
Curtis. They would have beaten him.
Oh, yeah.
By New York City police, they pulled me over in my car. And he pulled me over, I said, I got my license, right? Because I was a little nervous as soon as he pulled me over because I was like, uh-oh, what'd I do? And then he said, you know that pitch was terrible.
Did he give you a ticket for it?
He didn't give me no ticket, no nothing. He said, just go ahead, just go ahead. I don't want to mess up your day. I'm just saying, because you made me laugh.
That's basically the end of that shit. I just wanted to.
He took Justin's line.
I like how he pronounced it.
Terrible.
That was terrible.
Terrible. Yeah, man, but like, I saw that, like, she kind of set him up for that, and I was like, what a dick move. Like,
that's fucked
I
up,
want
yeah.
the whole audience to start saying, served, served, served.
Oh, but duffs her in the face.
But I mean,
served by a white lady.
It's a video clip, and the whole time on like a little screen, they're just showing him throwing that shit into the stands. Like, the catcher sitting there waiting for the ball, and the catcher just kind of like is like, what?
Yeah,
what?
One of those jobs, no matter what, like, let's say any one of us were to hit some sort of height and ask to throw a first pitch, would you do it?
Yeah, I could probably get in there.
Never in a fucking million years.
I'm a girl. I have an out. Of course, I wasn't gonna throw it.
I'd do it, but I'd want to before the game, like throw a practice one.
You don't think you can throw it around the catcher?
I'd joke
just to make sure I could do it. Like I throw a practice, and if that fails miserably, like all right, it's off.
I don't like doing. I don't like playing sports around you guys, let alone.
Millions of people
on TV or nothing,
and professional athletes.
Well, it was at Citi Field, so it was like, you know, hundreds and hundreds.
But it was televised, wasn't it?
Disappointed, melancholy people. What?
Was it televised?
I don't think they televised the first pitch. To be honest with you, okay. Like maybe in like the World Series.
Well, it's televised now.
It was on tape. It was on tape. It wasn't televised, perhaps.
Well, now it's all over the fucking place.
Yeah, but like, you know, Curtis is like Curtis with 50 Cent. I should call him
Curtis.
50 Cent.
Boo-boo.
Boo-boo, yeah, boo-boo. 50 Cent is, like, I remember him from 2004, 2003 when he was hot, and he was, like, you know, fucking doing all the shit. Now he's just, like, who, like, if you were young now, you wouldn't know who the fuck he was.
We're going to play an oldie by Curtis.
I'm all up in the club, I'm on the boo-boo.
He's going to play in Good Morning America.
Oh, die trying.
But, yo, man, she, like, I don't know, if you ever did something bad, like I've never been interviewed, right, like, in a, you know, Good Morning America or anything like that, but, like, If you're 50 Cent, you're just like, oh, the boo-boo. Why'd you tell me about the boo-boo story? What the fuck? Oh,
speaking of boo-boos.
Oh, you bitch.
Later on, you smack your people around. Yo, put on the list of things we can't talk about. God damn it.
That and Chelsea Handler.
I would slap her. I hate her. Like, anyway, so we're going to move on to the movies?
Yeah, let's do some movies.
Price of admission. G.
All right, first one this week, Disney's Maleficent.
We actually saw that. It was cute.
I take it that sound means you liked it.
I loved it.
Okay, so I don't have to go too crazy. Angelina Jolie. Charlton Copley's in this? He's the dude from District 9. And
Oh, he was he Stefan?
He
Steven?
Played shitty King
oh,
Stefan.
Oh, my God. I didn't know, like, I don't know the story of Maleficent. I thought, like...
Nobody does, because they made this up.
Well, Dan kept telling me about it, and, like, I don't know. I think she was an evil witch or some shit, right? And, like, in the beginning, there's a guy that she's, like, falling in love with, right? And then when they show him, well, growing up, she's Angelina Jolie, and it's apparently your boy from District 9. And he gives, like, a real, like a shitty voice, like a... Oh, evil. Maleficent, I love you. I'm like, why would they pick this voice for this guy? And then he ends up being the bad guy.
He makes weird choices, that dude.
I'm like, well, he eventually ends up being the bad guy, but I was like, what a weird choice of voice.
Spoilers.
It's a Disney movie.
Yeah, that'll give a fuck.
Everything ends up all right. Unless you're a mother or a father, then you're fucking dead.
No, seriously, you see Frozen? They die quick.
Thankfully, there was... three dead sets of parents in that. Maleficent's parents were dead, his parents were dead, and then Sleeping Beauty, both her parents died.
Yeah.
So like, everyone who did have a kid in the movie died.
Don't have kids.
Jesus. Well, Sleeping Beauty played by Elle Fanning, the other Fanning.
Little Fanning.
Who I liked in Super 8.
Mm-hmm.
She was in Super 8?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
She was. Oh, that was her. Holy shit, you're all right. She looked way older in Super 8 than in this movie.
Really?
Yeah. Super 8, she's like almost a teenager, while like... in this movie, she looks like a little girl. Like,
oh, they kind of dolled her up to look younger?
And when she was in the movie, I thought she was like 10. In Super 8, I thought she was like 13 or 12 or something like that.
And it's actually reversed.
Yeah.
So that's pretty funny.
They also use a Jolie Pitt to play young Princess Aurora. A Jolie Pitt.
Oh, was that their kid?
It was the black baby.
Little Aurora. No, it wasn't
the... Sorry, the Asian baby.
No.
They have a white baby?
Yes, they have natural babies. They have.
They were
twins.
Just collecting children. Like, she was having kids, but she couldn't wait.
Yeah, but he convinced her to have the reporters to have their own.
They were just fucking Pokemon and shit.
There are two.
Gotta catch them all.
There's a boy and a girl that are gorgeous with her eyes and his facial features and blood, and they're disturbingly
dumb
gorgeous.
As a rock, but cute as a blood.
They seem not to get older. Every time you see a picture of them, they're still toddlers. I'm like, why don't these kids grow?
I don't know, because his parents are just millionaires.
We're talking too much tabloid shit.
Anyway, Maleficent, I guess I'll start it off.
Well, he's got to play the theme.
Oh, shit.
You're the Rotten Tomatoes right.
You fuck.
You fuck. All right, closest to the tomato meter without going over, Brian.
Man, anyone who did see this movie was probably going there going to love it. So I want to say probably 85.
Remember, we're doing critics scores.
Oh, they love Disney. Fuck it. 85.
Yeah.
85?
87.
Yeah. 87. Well, that shows you like
that. That was actually my number. I was already thinking it's
I was going to say, you brined him.
give me a little space. Right,
you're at a disadvantage here.
I know. I guess Disney, I'll go a little, but it's live action.
Why don't you just go with one? You have so much chance to win.
I know.
Do the Price is Right thing.
Right. But I think it's... I'm going to say 75 for Thugnificence.
You should have listened to Brian, because it's at a 52.
No way.
Is it just another one of these, like, fairy tales, but now it's, like, epic battles happening?
They had some forced battles in that
movie. No, they had two. There's two.
First of all, there was these tree demons that they're supposed to be, like, good guys. And I'm like, these people look like the greeters... at hell. Like, I'm like, there's no way they're good. And then for the humans, for whatever reason, kept wanting to fuck with them. Like, they are not gonna die. They're fucking flying around, turning people into shit. They're huge. It's like Battle of Minas Tirith, man. I'm like, fuck that shit. Like,
well, that's what all the ads look like. But then it just reminds me of that shitty Snow White movie.
Right.
No.
Oh, dude, there's a crow that she saves, and she keeps turning him back from a human to a crow, and then and then it gets a little looser towards the movie goes on. She turns into a fucking wolf, a horse, and at the end she turns him into a dragon. And I was like, if you could turn this motherfucker into a dragon, I have an army of these dragons, and we'd be taking over that castle.
Go get your other crow friends over here. I'm going to make them all into dragons. It's going to be great.
I mean, I know it's a Disney movie, but if I was writing that shit, like, after he scorned me, man, I would get all my tree people.
If my Disney is correct, she eventually dies as a dragon in Sleeping Beauty.
No, she
doesn't.
That's
in the cartoon version, not in this.
So that's like canceling all this out?
She throws that motherfucker from a roof.
The whole point of this isn't to have epic battles. The point is to show that the person that you thought was the villain wasn't the villain. You have to remember who's.
But she was the fucking villain. She was a great villain.
She's like a good
villain. She's still a great villain.
Why would you step on the villain?
She's like Stone Cold Steve Austin. She's a gray area. Because
you find out why she becomes a villain, you're like, oh my God, she's ever ready to be pissed off. And you just, when she comes in and she gets her vengeance, you're just like,
PG, how oh my God is it?
Cuts off her goddamn fucking wings.
After months and months and months of watching Game of Thrones, I was like, you curse their firstborn girl? Who fucking cares, these people? Like,
I'm waiting for the boy.
Curse her again, bitch. I don't give a
I guess you have to be a girl and understand that, oh, this boy tells you that he loves you, gives you a sleeping pill, and cuts off your fucking wings, and you're a goddamn fairy.
I'm not saying that she shouldn't have been pissed. I'm saying her fucking... Her plan was stupid. Like,
yeah. That's what girls are when you're blind, fucking pissed off. She cursed him, and then
the first thing he does is send his daughter away forever. Like... Mm-hmm.
Till she's 16.
Like, he gave a shit. He was like, man, this girl's going to come back and get me one day. I got to send my daughter away. I got to start planning.
16 in a day was actually how long she was sent away for.
Forever.
For 16 in a day.
Well, I mean, it's 16 years, man. That's not even your daughter at that point.
Why the day?
Because it was the day on the day of her birthday, she was supposed to have you prick her finger. So, like, 16 years in a day would end, like, the curse wouldn't happen.
I'm just saying round down.
What?
Round it off. 16 and
nice
day?
Even.
Nice even 16.
No, because the 16th would been like she would still been in trouble. The reason why she wanted him all the way out of nowhere was because she had to prick her finger on a fucking
spinning wheel.
And he got all the spinning wheels and burnt them.
No, he didn't burn them. He locked him in a room. That's great planning.
You're trying to find logic in this. She sent him off. Oh, he sent off his daughter with these three fairy people that almost killed this bitch like 9 times.
Yeah, Maleficent.
I remember them from
ass.
The animated one.
I don't remember Sleeping Beauty at all because like all this shit. Like, I know I watched when I was a kid.
I had a little sister.
I thought Maleficent was Snow White.
No,
that's the evil stepmother.
Oh.
Yeah.
Whatever. Who gives a shit?
We had a big fight about that 6 years ago. It was fun.
All right, next movie. And it's worth noting, since we're recording this on a Monday when these came out on a Friday, I'm actually reading them down from. These were the top three movies this week, so that did make. Good money. 69.4? I don't know what it costs.
69,
dude. Mm-hmm. Next movie. X-Men Days of Future Past.
I want to see this. This is supposed to be epic.
3 hours long epic.
I will be seeing.
I want to see
it's
this.
3 hours?
It's like 2 hours, 45 minutes. I'm sure like 2 hours.
I like being in the comfort of my own home watching 3 hour movies. I don't like being in a theater.
Look, I want to say that I have no problem going to theater to see 3 hour movies, but like The Hobbit is getting on my nerves a little bit.
Yeah. I don't think it's... Is it three? It's 2 hours and 11 minutes.
Okay, I heard three, sorry.
I can do 3 hours, but that shit's got to be 3 hours of shit happening, not 3 hours of, like Brian said, walking.
Yeah. Singing about breakfast.
Right. A full hour of breakfast. Hour and a half into it, I'm like, all right, we can go now. Like,
shit, dude.
Like, man, they're doing 20 minutes on this map.
Right.
Like, I think, are we trying to make like a veer left over here? Because these trees aren't supposed to be like, shut the fuck up, just walk.
They spent 45 minutes in a tree.
Can someone bring a fucking dragon into this movie already?
And once they ran out of pine cones, it was...
There's more dragons in the fucking Game of Thrones than there are in this fucking movie.
Right. All right, this movie has a ton of people, so now we're reading. I did see one funny thing where it was like, oh, this movie's got Patrick Stewart. He was Captain Picard. It's got Jennifer Lawrence. That's Katniss Everdeen. Ian McKellen, he's Gandalf. Hugh Jackman, Wolverine.
He was Jean Valjean. He was Jean Valjean.
I want to hear someone yell, Jean Valjean.
The movie was my favorite.
Oh, Hugh Jackman is Jean Valjean. How lucky are we?
Is Rebecca Romijn Stamos in it?
I didn't.
As old Mystique? It's like...
Rebecca Romijn Stamos says the hot chick.
Maybe as a cameo.
Nah, they're not going to bother to replace Mystique because she's a shapeshifter.
There's 850 people in the cast. I'm not reading them all. I heard good things.
Down to the extras.
They go to some really obscure mutants. Maggot. Who put him in there? Anyway, 2 hours 11, like you said.
It was like strong sleeper.
So, what do you guys think?
I think he's epic, but it is a super... You know, they've been getting good scores, man.
I don't know. X-Men is you know, some of them are dog shit and some of them are excellent.
The first three are awful.
I like number two.
You're stupid.
Three was...
I like two, also. Three's terrible.
Because at least Wolverine kills some people in two. In, like, one and three, he don't do shit.
One is dated, two's still good, three is crap.
Really bad.
Wolverine Origins is crap.
Oh, yeah.
Both of them.
First Class is good.
Yeah.
Really good.
That's the best X-Men movie.
So now this is like a coin toss.
The Wolverine is... Meh.
Because it seems like they're trying to merge the two.
Yeah.
Don't merge it.
Well, I think what they're doing... I haven't seen it, but the impression I get is that they're trying to, like, make the young cast the official cast now.
As long as it's more past than future, I guess.
The Dink can't do wrong, man. I'm going to go 81.
81 for you.
Yeah.
Who's next?
65. I am not a believer.
Lou?
85.
What was yours, Brian?
81.
Lou! Nailed it. This movie is at a 92. This is pretty fucking well reviewed for an X-Men movie.
Fucking 92. And this is after. This is like, this is, we're doing this on Monday, so like.
Yeah.
Everyone had a chance to see this shit. What's the critics? Not the critics, the other one. The
audience score?
Yeah.
94.
Nice.
All right, next movie.
Mm-hmm.
This is one I have a feeling Brian will see.
Million Ways to Die, I know.
That's it.
Hell yeah.
Seth MacFarlane's new movie, follow up to Ted.
From that guy who made Ted.
The Family Guy guy.
No, it's on the posters. From that guy who made Ted.
Is that what it says?
Yeah.
Oh, there it is. Yeah, you're right.
I love it.
Seth MacFarlane, Charlize Theron, Amanda Seyfried, Liam Neeson, Giovanni Ribisi, Neil Patrick Harris, Sarah Silverman.
Basically, everyone who's ever been on fucking Family Guy.
Yeah. There's even Alex Borstein, who plays Lois, is on in this movie. And the only reason I know
is because
her picture on Rotten Tomatoes is Lois Griffin. Like, they don't even give her a face.
What about, what's his face from Hollywood Babylon? Is he in that too?
Ralph Garman is in this, yes.
Yeah, because he was in Ted as well.
Well, I only know that because he said it on Hollywood
Babylon. Oh, yeah.
I don't see his name come up. He's probably a tiny little character.
Garman?
Yeah.
He was Lois's husband and Ted. He was in like one scene.
Yeah. I've heard mixed things.
Everything he does makes me laugh.
No, but I've heard, like, if you like Ted, this isn't quite a Ted level. But that's
Because
people I've spoken.
Mark Wahlberg, to me, is funnier than anyone in that movie currently. Like, I like Seth MacFarlane as a voice and his writing, but I would rather have Mark Wahlberg be in there, or like a funny person, like actor, you know?
Yeah. The thing that just is weird to me is the trailer is really, really funny.
I
don't know why people are complaining.
When that ice film, that guy, like, it turned bad so quickly!
All right, so what do you think?
It's a comedy, man. So I don't know how good Ted got rated, but this is going to be, like, watered down because this is the second movie. I want to say probably 64. Yeah.
I was going to say
65.
Brian again.
Brian.
All right. Critic score. They don't like this motherfucker. I'm going to go like 15.
Lou wins again. Yeah. It's at a 33.
Was that a sweep for Lou?
No, he came
closest. I was closest,
but he went over.
Oh, okay.
33. And normally, like on a comedy, you'll see the audience scores like at a 75 or an 80. Mm. This is what I'm saying. Only 50%. Mm.
You know, hate
it. I saw the preview. It didn't really get me, especially since none of them are acting like they're in that time.
It reminds me of like Wagons, it looks like Go East.
If we were all suddenly in the Old West, but still talking like, you know,
maybe that's the whole plot.
I don't dig it. Takes me out of it when some dude is like, "Yo, what up?" and he's in the Old West. Like, come on.
That was my problem with the what was that?
The fucking the Rizzo Kung Fu movie. Yeah. The Man of the Iron Fist.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I loved that shit. That was great.
During the fucking samurai times, yo, motherfuckers.
I loved it. Couldn't get enough of it.
I think there's a certain goofiness in Kung Fu's, especially with the Rizzo and the Wu. This is
like straight up comedy.
You have to know some goofiness is going to come.
Nothing but goofiness. And this is at least a comedy.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Lou not feeling it.
All right. And Ted, I was only so-so on.
You always... Oh, man. You just...
I like Ted.
Hater.
Disgust me.
I did feel like it was all about the bear, though. Like, if you replaced the bear with a person, not only would it kill the plot, but, like, none of the jokes would work.
Mm-hmm. We had a lot of bear-based jokes,
It would be a movie... what I'm saying is that if it was just a buddy movie...
Yeah.
Even the jokes that weren't bear-related.
Yeah. You could have put a regular...
I've seen before. There were jokes I've seen, but since it had a bear...
You could have put a fucking regular guy, and that whole Flash Gordon scene would have been fantastic.
But a regular guy in the scene where he's coming onto the girl in the supermarket and jerking off with the lotion is not nearly as funny. Not even close. Well, when it's a teddy bear and you replace the regular
what
man,
what I'm saying
like,
is there's jokes in the movie that I've seen in movies that aren't funny, but because it's a bear,
it's fucking hilarious.
What about Giovanni Ribisi dancing to I Think We're Alone Now?
That's always funny. All right, the only other stuff I got is like comic book movie stuff. I don't know if you guys are into it. We got a Thanos.
Oh, it's just to say who it was.
Josh Brolin?
Yes. I saw that was on Yahoo.
It'll just be the voice.
Well, yeah, obviously. Because it's going to be CG. They showed Thanos, you know, on the at the end of last year.
Avengers.
Avengers, well, yeah.
Yeah, but that was like makeup. Now it's like a CG. And he's supposed to be in Guardians.
That was makeup? That was CG, wasn't it?
They said it was played by somebody. So I took it as makeup.
What rock jaw motherfucker was that?
It's all prosthetics.
No way. That was a...
But they're saying he's going to be in Guardians of the Galaxy. And the other thing was Marvel is trying to screw over Fox.
Oh, because they wanted the mutants back?
Good for you. Yeah.
They should.
So Fox owns, like, X-Men and all the mutants, and they own Fantastic Four.
Spider-Man?
No, Sony owns Spider-Man.
All the different places on Spider-Man?
Yeah. But they're kind of working with Sony a little bit. There's rumors going on that they're going to form a partnership. Like, one will handle making the movies, one will handle distribution. So you could get a Spider-Man in the Avengers. They're saying maybe by Avengers 3. But Fox is making a shit ton of money off these X-Men. So Marvel has pretty much wiped them clean off of their comics.
Like, really?
Doing no promotions, no action figures, nothing for any Fantastic Four or mutant properties.
Oh, they own the Fantastic Four, too. Are they rebooting that?
Yes.
That's right. Johnny Blaze is the kid from Chronicle, right?
Yeah. Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah. Sure. No, I know I ask you this every time, but now is his sister black too?
No.
That bugs me a little bit.
But the everyone got thrown for a loop. Like, everyone was like, he's black. How is he black? How does he have a white sister? He's probably adopted. They've shown the father of the Storm siblings, black. She's adopted. Boom. Take that, racist.
Why don't they just cast a black chick to be a fucking Invisible Woman and not have to be adopted at all? They could just be like, they're the Storms.
Whoa,
like,
whoa, whoa. Ton more whoa, sense, whoa. Yeah. We're not that progressive. One black per team.
Half the team is black and one's a rock?
Can't you just have them be like most black families where you have just different shades within the family? This one came out especially white, you know?
Cause... You can't only have one white guy and then an orange guy.
And then the rock guy should be like voiced by like a, well, he's dead. It was like a Michael Clark Duncan, but like,
we have like
a big
black,
a Bing Rames or something like that.
No, we have his voice in recordings. We can use him still. We can do this. We have the technology.
Like Groot.
We need to thug up the Fantastic Four suits, yo. Get like some rims on that shit, on the fucking Fantastic Four vehicle.
I would watch this. The Fantastic Car.
Any up. Shit. I would watch the Fantastic Four.
Would it be the Fantabulous Four? Like, what's the new thugged out version or name?
The Fantastic Four.
The Furious Fantastic Four.
I still want Richard, Reed Richards, whatever his name is, as like a stiff white guy.
No, that's the thing. It's like, that's the stiffest character out there.
Yeah.
He's like the super nerdy scientist with no sense of humor.
Like, yo, it's like you've been voted out of here. We can just kick your ass. It's
like, now, Johnny, don't go flaming on or anything.
Yo,
what the fuck's that supposed to mean?
Yo, Reeves, I didn't have sex with your girlfriend. That was the thing. You had sex with me, too. Correction. I had sex with your girlfriend as well.
That's why I like Professor Impossible.
Oh, from Venture Brothers?
Yeah, voiced by Stephen Colbert. Like, he was a bit of a giggle puss.
I would actually pay good hard-earned money if they did a whole, like, blaxploitation versions of all of the superhero movies.
They did Marvel Zombies. Why don't they just do blaxploitation versions?
I would love it. Like, all those 70s, like, Shaft and Superfly. Yeah.
We have a black Human Torch now. We have a black Spider-Man now.
Do we?
Yeah.
As long as...
In the comic book.
Black Panther gets to be some Irish dude.
Who?
I'm some the Irish Panther. Dude.
The what character?
The Black Panther.
I'm the Panther.
From Wakanda.
The White Panther.
I be from Wakanda. Get your hands off me, vibranium.
He's from Ireland. Right. Or Scotland, like in the fucking Highlands or something like that.
The Black Panther beating people with a shillelagh.
He's Black Irish. That's the angle. He's Black Irish. He's the Panther.
Storms from Canada.
Sorry.
Oh man, that was just like Bishop is just basically fucking what's his face from Eastbound and Down,
Danny McBride. Well, we have discussed this. Danny McBride makes any movie a little better.
I would enjoy him in any of those superhero flicks.
I would like to see a combination of Wonder Woman and Shazam.
Wrong company, but what?
Are you talking about the dude who looks Superman-esque with the?
No, Shazam is an Afro based like. Black exploitation character.
I thought the wrong Shazam.
No, Shazam. Yeah. No. Shazam is a black exploitation character. She's female. She's a bomb.
I would actually like a lot of like different minorities as my superheroes. It would just be awesome.
But like play it up.
Right. Yeah, you gotta play
like
it
up. Black Dynamite.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
do it like that.
As long 100%. As it's like a comedy.
Yeah, in fact, get Michael Jai White to play all of them.
Michael Jai White needs to be in some shape, way, or form in everything.
Everything.
Could you imagine a black Superman?
Yes.
That's actually really hard, and that's because of racism.
He wears tights. He'd just be bulging out of them fucking. It's like.
Tights and the plane. A cape. It's like,
whoa, that guy's got a huge dick.
They did a black Captain America once.
Did they?
Yeah.
But he doesn't have that gay ass cape.
Captain America doesn't have a cape.
What? It's the shield.
The shield is a little more badass than a gay ass cape.
What are you ripping on the cape for?
I'm just saying it's kind of gay.
You saying a black man can't rock a cape?
Yeah, in a fabulous way.
Like a pimp. Like a pimp cape. Yeah. Not like a, like a.
I was going to say.
It seems less super.
It's the Don Magic Wand. When...
it seems a little less. It seems a little superhero, a little more bitch better have my money when you put a cape. And this guy said racist undertones, is why I said it was.
That's America for you.
Is there any other superheroes you'd like to see as black?
Oh, Professor X can be Pops Williams. I'd be all about that.
Wait, I have a question. Has anyone else at times felt like the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles are black?
Not really, no. Especially not Michelangelo.
They just came out. They had a retarded one.
Right. Oh, shut up. Their ethnic cousins. Like Raphael just always kind of came off as black. No. I think it's because he was angry he's just all angry. The time. Yeah, black rage.
Especially in the movie, he sounded very like Italian.
Yeah.
What's the matter you, Casey Jones?
Right. Oh, that Brooklyn thing going.
Right. He's constantly looking at this guy. I'm like, this guy over here.
Is that, okay, so he's Sicilian is what I'm hearing.
You know what? They should bring back... you remember they used to have a MTV show?
What is that, Raph?
I think it was.
Get this through your head, you Jew motherfucker, you!
Whoa, Raph.
I think it was on MTV. Do you remember when they used to read...
Pesci for Raph.
They'd re-dub Kung Fu movies just with black voices. And he's like, nigga, come over here. Just do that with old Ninja Turtle episodes.
Dude, I would love... I could get down on Pesci being Raph. I could get down on, like, I don't know, fucking Robert De Niro being, like, Leonardo or something like that. Just get all the fucking, like,
Ray Scorsese. Ray Liotta as Donatello.
Would you bring Marlon Brando as the rat?
He's dead.
I know. Would you bring back...
Maybe as Krang. Or whatever his name is, Craig.
I'm going to give you guys an offer you can't refuse.
I came from Dimension X.
He's sucking on the fucking orange.
His big Bobo robot body is feeding it to him.
Why? I mean, we've talked about it on the show, but like, what was the deal with that body? Why was it dressed up as like a big fat woman?
It was a big naked Homer Simpson looking dude with shoulder pads. Because the 80s.
He looked like that dude that cut off all his limbs in that Radiohead video.
Yes. That was always like, a weird pull, but he kind of
like, oh, I see it. It's there.
A disturbing moment in music.
Something
history.
Out of the wall or something like that. Like some weird shit. Yeah, man, but I would also maybe have some Hispanic Marvel superheroes as well. I would also.
No, remember. We don't need that.
Would like, you have a team in mind?
Like X Factor.
Really, they get relegated to X Factor?
Well, because that's like the knockoff.
How do you have a Mexican multiple man without making all the racist jokes?
You can.
It's like everybody, it's going to the Buddha now.
He shows up in a tiny car, and fucking 100 of them come out.
Bro, he makes mad money day
one,
laboring.
It's one. It's one.
How many people you need?
It's one 85 Chevrolet truck, and about 15 of them roll out of the cab.
Oh man.
That went exactly where I thought it would.
Well, Multiple Man was the guy to fucking pick out of that. Like, he had a great Mexican power. More of us.
Pick those oranges, boys.
Glad you said it, not me.
I'm fucking.
Yeah, you can say it.
Goes up to somebody's window wearing at the stoplight, watching all the windows. You can't see shit.
Bro, he's selling oranges.
Is that a Spanish
crazy.
Thing or a homeless thing?
I don't know.
I thought homeless. Baloo's Puerto Rican, so I defer to him.
Selling oranges on the roadside, going up to cars, yes. Spraying the window and making it worse, it's a homeless thing.
I don't know.
Homeless superheroes.
I never got how
it. Can it be both?
Yes.
It's a homeless Hispanic dude.
There was one homeless superhero. He was really bad, though.
Who?
Well, a couple, actually. Spawn was homeless.
Government check man.
The Max was homeless.
Yes.
And then there's D-Man from Marvel.
Never heard of him.
Nobody has.
Who's D-Man?
D-Man.
D-Man.
He had a big D on his... Because he built his costume. He was homeless, so he built all his costume
from discarded remnants of other heroes'
costumes. Got a fucking trash bag. So
he literally wore a Wolverine mask with a Daredevil suit, so it had a D on
and Wonder Woman's skirt.
Again, wrong company.
Transgender
no D-Man, that's copyrighted.
My nerd brain won't let you have that.
Transgender D-Man.
Transgender. Oh God, that. What's the D stand for?
Right.
Oh, before we leave today, I wanted to recommend something on Netflix. They have a documentary on The Night of the Living Dead and how it got made and all that stuff.
Oh yeah.
And I found out why it's in the public domain because the production company that released it changed the title to whatever it was to Night of the Living Dead, and when they cut out that little bit and put Night there, they cut out the copyright logo.
Are you serious?
Yeah. That's why it's public domain.
Holy fuck.
They sued the company, but unfortunately the company went defunct, so they couldn't get anything out of them.
God damn it.
So he's like, I made this movie and everyone can show it at every midnight showing in theaters across America to this day, and I can't get a
sound. I always wondered why that one was free.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's free wherever you go.
Anywhere, it's public domain.
You could download it off the internet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
For
and legitimately. And no harm will come to you.
No.
Or your loved ones.
The G-Man will not be at your door for that. No. That's why. By the way, it's a great documentary. You should check it out.
That fucking sucks. Mm-hmm. Well, he made a career. He did fine.
Yeah, he's okay, but he could have a lot more money.
No, he made a couple other classics.
Yeah. Oh, and he's not Italian. He's Hispanic.
Romero.
Yeah, I knew that.
Yeah. Well, he's saying, I used to pretend to be Italian in the Bronx because all the Italian guys would give me a hard time otherwise. Because he said basically because of the Sharks, what was it, the West Side Story? The Sharks and the Jets? He's like, I live in the Italian part of the neighborhood, so I was just like, yeah, I'm Italian.
Yeah, I'm Italian.
I never thought of it
until from right Genoa.
Then. Romero is a kind of Italian name. Oh, well, he's Hispanic.
It's totally, I'm from Genoa. Well, yeah, whatever. I'm Italian.
He's awesome, though. Watch it.
Yep. Anything else?
Nah.
We good?
Yeah, we're good.
You were good?
Lose eggs on hamburgers.
Good.
Do it.
Good. Why not? Although, I will say,
eggs on hamburgers.
I could barely taste the beef. It mostly tasted like a breakfast
Just like sandwich. That woman in the 80s. Where is the beef?
Maybe your beef patties aren't thick enough.
No, it was Red Robin. They were good.
Yum.
Yum. They get the Endless Fry Bowl, right?
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
If you ever want to get the fucking sweats when you eat, it's Red Robin.
Gross.
All right.
Follow us on Twitter at PIB Comics. Like us on Facebook or send us an email to paintedblackcomics@gmail.com. Check out our other shows, Disenfranchise, Politwits, and A-Squad. Mm-hmm. And that's about it. So for myself, Brian, Lou, and Jillian, close the door behind you.